At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke. Real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Thursday. Good weather at the Open Championship. A little windier than I thought it was going to be. Some pretty good scores. Tiger just teed off. We'll keep an eye on things. If you're curious about how the LIV Tour players are doing, got a couple of guys on the leaderboard. Ian Poulter, Bryson DeChambeau, Lee Westwood. Phil Mickelson at even par, but Tiger just teeing off. Rory is closing out his round. He's at 5 under. Your leader is at 8 under par right now. So we'll keep an eye on that. Coming up, the interesting story about Andrew Luck. I think it's interesting because he hasn't done an interview. He walked away. He has shown up at a couple of places, showed up at a football camp, showed up at halftime or pregame of a, I think, Big Ten title game. But for the most part, he's just kind of disappeared. But there's a deep dive podcast on that done by The Athletic, Zach Kiefer. He covers the Colts. He's going to join us coming up in a little bit. Dave Roberts, Dodgers manager, will join us a little bit later on as well. Phone calls always welcome. Operator, Tyler, standing by, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, and our partners at iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and our radio affiliates around the country. Donovan Mitchell averaged just under 26 points per game last season. He's 25 years of age. That type of player isn't normally available. And if you're a GM looking for a difference maker, this is the kind of player. Like, if you said I could have Donovan Mitchell or Kevin Durant, well, how long do I get Durant? How long do I get Mitchell? But Mitchell makes a lot of sense for a few teams here. Plus, what am I giving up to get Donovan Mitchell? What am I giving up to get Kevin Durant? Can I get Kevin Durant? Feels like I can get Donovan Mitchell. I don't know if I can appease the Nets on what I would offer for Kevin Durant. Utah Jazz GM Danny Ainge has an impressive history when it comes to dealing away or acquiring talent. In 2013, he dealt Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett to Brooklyn for draft picks. Those picks turned out to be Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Fast forward to 2017. Ainge traded away the number one overall pick to Philadelphia in exchange for the third overall pick and a future first. 76ers drafted Markelle Fultz. Celtics took Tatum. Ainge is now in Utah. He traded away Rudy Gobert to Minnesota and got well above his perceived value. Mitchell, an intriguing talent, but when you trade with Danny Ainge, not that he's the second coming of Jerry West or Red Auerbach, but Danny Ainge has a game plan here. The question is, who's involved in that game plan? Does it include Donovan Mitchell? And it doesn't seem like that is the case. I think the Knicks were probably on the short list here of having the parts to be able to trade for Donovan Mitchell, provided you don't have to give up R.J. Barrett. But if you have Jalen Brunson, R.J. Barrett, you have Donovan Mitchell, all right. You got something that's interesting. You become relevant. And you actually have players who want to play for New York. And I think those are players. Jalen Brunson and Donovan Mitchell would be players that other players might want to play with. Even though the dysfunction at the top of the Knicks organization, if the Miami Heat are involved in this. Feels like the Heat, they want either Kevin Durant or Donovan Mitchell. Now, I don't know what they're going to give up because they can't trade Bam Adebayo to the Nets for Kevin Durant. You're not allowed to do that because the Ben Simmons, you know, the designated contract. So it's, you know, it's a little too complex. But certain players like Devin Booker can't be traded by the Phoenix Suns to the Brooklyn Nets. Now, if you trade Ben Simmons, now you're open for business. I don't know who wants Ben Simmons right now. I don't know if the Nets want Ben Simmons right now. But if I'm the Knicks and I can get Donovan Mitchell, that's a pretty good acquisition, depending on what you give up. But it just feels like, and even the deal or the potential for a deal with Golden State and Kevin Durant, when we had Brian Windhorst from the Mothership on yesterday, you know, you start to look at it and go, what's Golden State going to give up? And I thought that they might take a run at Bradley Beal. I thought, you know what? You got the team, keep them together. You could win another championship. And why not trade some of these younger players, get Bradley Beal? And if you're Washington, you're not winning anything. If you're Bradley Beal, you signed your max deal. Maybe you could go to Golden State. Golden State doesn't mind spending money. But Bradley Beal not on the move as of yet. But as far as KD, if you said to Brooklyn, hey, we're going to give you Jonathan Kuminga, Wiseman, and we can give you maybe Jordan Poole, maybe a draft pick or two. Can you get Kevin Durant? Does Kevin Durant want that? I would be curious Draymond Green's role in all of this, because Draymond had a confrontation with KD that KD acknowledges that was kind of the beginning of the end. But Draymond has been saying a lot of nice things, verbal bouquets on his podcast about KD. I found that interesting. But as long as he doesn't tamper there with Kevin Durant. But, you know, maybe. Once again, this speaks to Steph Curry. Because a lot of players get territorial. This is my team. Now, Dwayne Wade said, this is my team, but I'm going to turn it over to LeBron James. And then they won a couple of championships. Steph, to me, said, hey, I won a championship here. KD's coming in. Come on in. I'm going to go help recruit you. It says a lot about Steph Curry, that he is willing to do what's best for the team. And he did that. Would he do it again? And they just won a championship. That's the interesting part, the timing of this. I guess you can't say it's far-fetched. It feels that way, but, you know, Golden State, when they were bad, they had these draft picks, and, you know, Kuminga could be a star one day. I don't know if Wiseman can be. They're playing in the summer league. Kuminga had 30 the other night. Wiseman, you know, he's a mobile big guy. You know, maybe he's a DeAndre Ayton. I don't know. But if you're Golden State, you want to run this back again. Are you able to do that? Because Draymond Green started to show that he's near the end. Klay might be even better next year. Steph, I don't know how much longer he can continue to be Steph Curry with the way he plays. So can you bring in KD and make a run at one or two more titles here? That would be my – I would keep my foot on the accelerator. If I'm Golden State, I'm not letting Memphis catch up with me. I'm not letting the Lakers, you know, if they get Kyrie. I'm not letting Phoenix. I'm not letting anybody catch up to us. And so I would certainly explore that if it's really true about KD. Yes, Eden.
And it feels like the emergence of Andrew Wiggins as a legit player there maybe extends Steph's career a little bit.
Well, I love Poole, but Wiggins was a great pickup for them, a great find. I didn't know that he would, you know, be able to fit in because former number one overall pick, but he did. He fit in. He played really good defense. It's an interesting team of what they do and how they do it, but KD would go back in and they wouldn't miss anything. Because KD would do what KD does. But I would not give the NBA a chance for anybody to reload, for Miami to trade for somebody. You know, what's going on with Philadelphia? James Harden going back. Like, I don't want any – Boston, they got Malcolm Brogdon. Okay, let's make the big splash here. Let's go for the jugular again, and I would definitely explore. You know, it's a win-now league. You know, you talk about draft picks. Okay. They're great, but if you don't use them correctly, then you're really in trouble. Like, Oklahoma City has got to get this right. Utah getting all those first-round picks from Minnesota. Okay. They're not going to be high draft picks because Minnesota's probably going to be good because you traded away Rudy Gobert. Now what do you do with those draft picks? They always sound good in a trade. Like, well, they got first-round draft picks. And then you go, where are those draft picks going to be? You know, 27? 28? Yeah, Paul.
If you look back at Steph Curry's career, 2015 season, he averaged 30 points a game and won league MVP. But they lost the title. They added Durant. His stats went down to 25 points per game the next 2 years. He won back-to-back NBA titles. Last year, they lost the NBA title. He averaged 32 points a game and led the league in scoring. They lost. This year, his stats were down to 25 a game, and they won the title.
He doesn't seem like, and everybody has an ego, but it feels like he's able to go, you know, come on in, KD. Like, I don't care. Hey, Clay's having a great night. Get him the ball. I don't know. You got to be selfish. But it feels like, you know, he's unselfish for the bigger picture, the greater good. And that's why if it's possible to bring in Kevin Durant with an organization that doesn't mind spending, you give up a couple of these. If you say I give up Wiseman, Kuminga, and Jordan Poole, I'm giving them three starters in Brooklyn, but I'm getting Kevin Durant. Can I fill in the rest of this? Because when the season started, I thought Clay would be better, and I thought these younger players would contribute more than they did, and they still won the title. So do they look at them and say, we got to have them? And you know, they know how good Kuminga is or Wiseman is and the role that they're going to play. But, you know, you got young guys here. With Clay and Steph and Draymond, if you're going to run it back, then run it back all the way. Go for the title. Don't let anybody catch up to you. All right, a couple of phone calls in here. Let's see. Bob in Seattle. Hi, Bob. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP.
Hey, bud.
So my first album was Kiss Destroyer way back in the day. So I have a question for you. Last week I was on vacation, the family vacation from Seattle to Sequoia National Park. And we were at this picnic table, middle of nowhere. There was a few other families. We're all cooking dinner. And a gigantic black bear comes out of nowhere. And oh, my God, it was like a Rodney Dangerfield movie, big eyes. People were scattered. The bear left, and everyone just hightailed it out of there. So my question is, have you ever had a bear encounter, or do we have a Danette who's a bear expert? Have a great day.
All right. I had a bear encounter. I've talked about this, a fishing tour that I went on, British Columbia. And I ran into the Komodo bear. It looks like an albino bear, but it's one of the rarest animals in the world. And I'm over on, it turned out to be an island, and we found this bear, and this guy was just hunting for salmon, and I had a camera, and so I just started taking photos of him. He's far away, and next thing I know, I'm looking through all the photos that I have taken, and he walks by me, and he's probably, I'm going to say, 8 to 10 feet away from me, walking right by me, and the people I'm with backed up, and they didn't say anything, and this bear is 10 feet away from me, at the farthest, 10 feet away. He just stared at me, and I just kept firing pictures, and I had these unbelievable pictures of this rare animal, and then, like, I'm holding my breath. I don't want him to hear me. And that, you know, how stupid is that? I mean, he could smell me, but all he cared about was the salmon. And he went in, the salmon are spawning, and he's got these big mitts. He's got, you know, these nails, these talons. He's like stabbing this salmon as they're going up. And I'm going, oh my God, like what's my exit strategy here? Do I go in the water? Cause I'm figuring if he wanted me, he could have me. But that was one of those where it's, you know, coming to Jesus where you go, oh my God. And then I say to the people who were there with me, I said, why didn't you tell me? And they said, we didn't want to disturb the bear. I go, how about you disturb me so I can get out of the way from this thing? But it's a religious, it's called the spirit bear, Komodo bear. Yeah, Paul.
Knowing how much you like salmon up there, I'm surprised you didn't jump in with him and go toe-to-toe.
I thought about that.
Yeah, you guys battling.
If it was Copper River salmon, then I might have gone in there with him. Hey, get out of the way here. Hey, yes, Seton.
And your guide said, you know, seeing this bear is almost impossible.
Ah!
That's terrible.
I'll give him a break.
Oh.
That's impossible.
That's terrible. It's still terrible. My guide was Native American, lived there his entire life, never, in 47 years of age, had never seen the Komodo bear. He starts crying when he sees the Komodo bear. He can't talk. He's sobbing because he's seen this spirit bear, a religious figure to them. But if you Google it, one of the rarest animals in the world, and could have had me for lunch if he wanted to. Yes, Todd.
So you were never the salmon again after that experience, I would think.
Impossible to be.
Yeah, why not?
No. By the way, new t-shirt alert. For you Jets fans, and you love mom, we got one for you. Just go to danpatrick.com. And I'll let you discover it. I don't want to describe it too much. I'll let you discover it, and then you can take maybe great pleasure in what we've come up with. Seton last night, I get this text message from Seton. He goes, what do you think? And I go, oh, my God. Yeah, pretty good. I like it. So we put it up there, and it's available right now. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up. Dave Roberts a little bit later on. And when we return, one of the rare animals, we go to one of the rare athletes, and Andrew Luck, what happened to him? And he just sort of disappeared. A deep dive on that coming up right after this. M-Drive is here to help you. They got M-Drive Boost and Burn. We get older, you want to lose weight, summer months, you want to look good, everyday supplement for guys who want to boost their energy, support healthy testosterone. Already had my scoop this morning with my fruit smoothie, M-Dry Boost and Burn. Actually, you get results. Clinically tested ingredients. And when we talk to the guys at M-Drive, it's all about the science behind this. There's no gimmick there, but it supports weight loss, testosterone, enhances lean muscle. And right now, just try it, $5. Got a trial size just for my audience here. You can try it for $5. You sign up at mdrivedan.com. First 2 weeks of M-Drive Boost and Burn for $5 plus free shipping. Don't let age beat you. Don't let age slow you down. Sign up for the 2-week trial at mdrivedan.com. You get your first 2 weeks of M-Drive. It's going to cost you $5. The shipping is free. I'll take care of that. And let me know what you think about it. mdrivedan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. A couple of phone calls before we get to Zach Kiefer. He covers the Colts and part of a 6-episode series on Andrew Luck on The Athletic. We'll get to him in a moment. Jimmy in Indiana joins us on the program. Hi, Jimmy. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan. 6'195". Obviously, I know what you look like. I listened to this program on the radio, so I've never seen it on Peacock. So I don't know what the Danettes look like. Okay. If you could take a moment and describe what your guys look like and which one has the really infectious laugh. Every time I hear him, it makes me laugh.
I'll
hang up and listen to what you have to say about describing your guys. I think it's more fun to imagine what they look like.
Mm. Yeah, they look a whole lot better when you imagine what they look like as opposed to what they look like. Let me use actors here. Paulie would be a... If I look through my bad eye, Jason Statham and Woody Harrelson.
Kind like of a combo.
Combo there.
All right, I'll take it.
Yeah. Using my bad eye. Fritzy, if you are fans of the movie Rocky,
ugh.
He looks like
Bert. No, I hate that.
But But you do look like Burt Young.
I really think I look like Burt Young?
From Rocky. You don't think you look like him?
I don't. I really don't.
Who do you think? Who do you think?
I don't know, but I definitely don't see that as a compliment.
Who's the?
What's his name? Nick Swisher.
Nick Swisher.
I think I look more like him, but that's, I don't know if that's anything great either.
Okay. Seton O'Connor. How would I describe Seton? Yeah, Paul.
I would say, and not, I'm not making fun of everybody, anybody. If James Corden were a little taller and a little thinner.
Thinner, yeah.
I think it's pretty close.
Okay. You've been mistaken for James Corden, haven't you?
It's pretty spot on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so James Corden. Marv. Anybody got any movie references here? Paul?
Like if Wesley Snipes were a little thicker and bald.
And smaller hands.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I would say maybe Wesley Snipes, but not. That's, I'm reaching a little bit.
Marv, who have you been told you look like?
You know what? Daniel Kaluuya.
Okay.
From Get Out. Somebody's like, you kind of remind me. Not like you guys are twins or anything.
Okay. Yes.
Get Out.
Yes. Yes.
I was going to say the guy who plays Mac in Predator. Remember the movie Predator?
The actor's name is Bill Duke.
Bill Duke. That's exactly. Mario looks like a young Bill Duke.
Okay.
Good call. Get out of here.
Because somebody.
Yeah, Bill Duke is a pretty well-known actor.
He was in American Gigolo, I think, with Richard Gere.
Yes, he is he's his pimp.
Yes.
Julian is the.
Yes. Hey, let me make a smooth segue to Zach Kiefer. Zach covers the Colts and the NFL for The Athletic and the host of the Andrew Luck podcast. It's a six-part series, six episodes of Luck on the Athletic Football Show feed or wherever you listen to your podcast. How did you come up with the thought of doing this, whether you were going to have any cooperation with Andrew Luck?
That's a heck of a segue, Dan. I appreciate
I know.
It. Yeah, great question. Why now, right? Like, why do this project? And at first, I kind of resisted it. I wasn't ready to dive back in. I lived all of this covering the Colts the last couple of years, but for a couple of reasons. One, he's sort of like this mysterious figure in Indianapolis. He lives 5 minutes from the team facility. The specter of Andrew Luck still hangs over this franchise in a way where, you know, you go to Philip Rivers, you go to Carson Wentz, you go to Matt Ryan, like they haven't found the next guy. And he's only 32 years old. And there's a lot of what ifs. And to be honest, when you dig into it, for a lot of reasons, I think it's one of the more interesting stories we've had in the NFL in a long time. It's incomplete and it's mysterious and it's surprising and it's just fascinating on a lot of levels.
What role does Luck play in the mystery here of not just disappearing, but not really commenting on disappearing?
Yeah, he's almost like a Bigfoot in this city. Like, if you go back, it's impossible to understate like how big of a decision it was for Jim Mersey to move on from Peyton Manning in 2012. And that's one of the early episodes. It's like that just wasn't ever supposed to happen. And it did. If you're going to move on from Peyton Manning, you move on for the next Peyton Manning, right? In a lot of ways. And then he was done when he was 29 years old and he walked away 15 days before the season. Like, I remember looking at that guy that night, looking in his face and thinking, what happened? Like, how did we get here? And that's what we try to answer. Like, how does the best quarterback prospect since John Elway end up walking away before he's 30 years old? And what happened to him since?
Have you talked to Luck?
Yes. We caught up. He's done no interviews since he retired. He's like a ghost, like I said. We've stayed in touch. We met. We had coffee for an hour and a half, all off the record. So I will honor that. He's not quoted. You can imagine my disappointment with that. But he thought about participating, which would have been a big deal. It would have been the first time he's talked since he retired. He ultimately declined. But to some degree, it's almost better that he's not in the podcast because so many people around him tell the stories that we never heard.
What were the warning signs that we should have seen?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's into episodes 3 and 4. Well, I'll go back to Stanford. So his first start as a quarterback, David Shaw is his offensive coordinator. In his first play, he scrambles out of the pocket. instead of ducking out of bounds like a lot of quarterbacks, he drives his throwing shoulder into the safety, gets 2 yards, and he runs off the field, and Shaw is livid. And Luck says, I know, but I just had to do it. I just had to get one hit in, coach. And that's how he played. Like, that's how he played the rest of his career, and there was a lot of joy to his game early. I mean, he was running straight into linebackers and then picking them up off the field, right? Getting sacked by defensive linemen and saying, great hit. Like, these defenders thought this was a mind game. Like, he was just different. But that beating, that physical punishment he took, and the fact that the Colts never got him a good offensive line, the signs were there. I remember so many hits he would take. The press box would just gasp. Like, you just don't see quarterbacks take those kind of hits. There was one game he took a shot to his ribs, and it lacerated his kidney, which is an accident that usually happens when you're in a car crash. And he woke up the next day and he was peeing blood. So the warning signs were certainly there.
Yeah, I look at it, and I don't know if he's ever pointed fingers here, whether, and you can't say this if he said it privately off the record, but, you know, the snowboarding accident, the way he played, yes, they didn't protect him. And I used to rail on the Colts. It was like, you know, you got to protect him, but he wasn't protecting himself. And I don't think he's ever pointed any fingers of blame, or has he, that maybe I've missed here.
Yeah, no, that's a big part of this. Like, no, they didn't protect him, but he played like a linebacker. And he's a tough, big dude, right? Could have played tight end, could have played linebacker, but, like, you can't do that. And so I have teammates that are saying, you know, like, every time he took a hit, like, we cringed. Like, we knew if he goes down, the season's over. And there's a really revealing moment in the podcast where I asked David Shaw, and he's really close to Luck to this day, one of the few people that's really inside that circle. And I said, did the Colts protect Andrew Luck the right way? Did they build around him the right way? And Shaw says, and he's a coach for 20 years, he says, that's the most loaded question I've ever been asked in my life. And then he answered me, and he said, during those early years in Indy, he would ask Luck, and Andrew never publicly criticized anybody. That just wasn't his thing. But privately with Shaw, Shaw would be like, what do you need, man? He's like, I need a running back. Like, they went 5 years without 100-yard rushing, 5 years. And he needed an offensive line. So it's twofold. Andrew's not absolved of blame in this. And then the series gets into that. I mean, he played reckless football, and he paid a really dear price.
He had the foot ankle injury a week before. Like, wait, did that speed up the process of him saying, you know, I just don't want to go through this anymore? Or what role did that play?
That's the weirdest thing in all of this. Like, can I be honest? Like, nobody retires from a calf injury. Like, what? Like, this dude made it back from shoulder hell. Like, his throwing shoulder, he played on for 3 years. The labrum was torn. Like, that's serious pain. He played through a lacerated kidney and beat the best defense in football 1 year. And a calf injury is what does it? But, you know, that's really what episode 6 is about, is like, after the shoulder and after he made it back, everything was different. He saw the game differently. And I think when he looked ahead, and he saw more rehab and more missed time and more hell, which he'd lived through, I think he chose his mental health above everything else. And it's an extremely polarizing decision in this city to this day.
How is he viewed?
Better now. People have gotten over it. Now, the feedback from this podcast has stirred that back up. I mean, this is a guy that retired 15 days before the season opener. The Colts didn't have a plan.
Well, like, they don't booed him that night when Schefter had the report, and he's on the sidelines, right, and it breaks during a preseason game. And they started booing him.
It's surreal. Yeah, the face of the franchise. The guy you moved on from Peyton Manning for is booed off the field. They need to get him back to Lucas Oil Stadium, and they need to celebrate him the right way. And I think Jim Irsay, the owner, wants to do that. But like I said, there's this specter. I mean, this guy lives 5 minutes from the team facility. And when I met with him, you know, we had this great conversation. I remember looking at him and thinking, you're still 32 years old. Like, you could go play tomorrow. And he's not going to. He's not going to come back. I never thought that. But it's just really strange that this unfolded the way it did. And it just kind of feels unfinished in a lot of ways.
The role of being a dad, what role did that play in all of this?
Yeah, he essentially became a full-time dad. You know, imagine walking away from football, which is a 12 hours a day job every day of the year, right? And then they have a baby a couple of months later. So he's really thrown himself into that. And we're starting to see him come out publicly a little bit more. I think there was, and this is my word, I think there was a little bit of shame on his part, the way his retirement happened, when it happened. We didn't see him. He was like a ghost for like 2.5 years. I would get text messages and people would say, I saw him at the grocery. He's alive. I saw him at this coffee shop. Like, it was like Bigfoot. And he's starting to come out a little bit more and a little bit more. I think he's at peace with everything. It was hard at first, though.
Why did he stay in Indianapolis?
Great question. He loves it here. He loves it here. His wife has a great job. They love the food. They love the people. They love the fact that he can sort of blend in a little bit. People don't bug him. When we had coffee, you know, a couple people double take. Like, is that Andrew Luck? Is that really him? And they would come up to the table, and he was great. He was great with them. So I think he's comfortable here, but isn't that telling? I mean, you walk away from a team at 29 and you stay in the city, and not just that, you live a couple minutes from the team facility.
Great stuff, Zach. Good luck with it.
Thanks, Dan.
That's Zach Kiefer. He covers the Colts and the NFL for The Athletic. And get all 6 episodes of Luck on the Athletic Football Show feed or wherever you listen to podcast. Oh, great mystery. But there have been mysteries. And that's, you're not sure how somebody's wired. And, you know, we try to read into this. You try to read into, okay, what makes Kyrie tick? I have no idea. And I think the less time you spend on that, the more sane you're going to be. Because when you're trying to figure out somebody who may not even know themselves who they are, like what motivates KD right now? What motivates Kyrie? You don't know. And I think that's the fascination. Calvin Johnson, Hall of Famer. I'm done. Had problems with the organization, and you know, they, I think, still want their signing bonus back. And then you get Tom Brady. Tom Brady can't quit. He can't quit you. These guys could walk away. I mean, Tom Brady's, what, 13 years older than Andrew Luck? I mean, it's crazy. But how you're wired, what's important. And Andrew Luck always struck me as he plays football and he's really good at it, but maybe there's something more to him. And I think he's got a degree in architecture, and he went to Stanford, and he's a bright guy, and you walk away and you become a full-time dad. I mean, good for him. But to stay there is what I find fascinating. Out of all of this, that he walked away at 29, but stayed in Indianapolis. That would be where I would go, I can't stay here. They're going to view me as a quitter. I quit on their team 15 days before the start of the season. But he stayed. And he lives right by the training facility. It's fascinating. Yeah, Paul.
And I can see sports fans in Indianapolis being hesitant to walk up to him. Because what would you say? Hey, I was a big fan. Okay, more than that. And then, of course, the questions about him playing. And you can't ask and you don't want to ask. And what else are you going to talk to him about? It's got to be very intimidating to like see him and want to get an autograph or a picture.
Yeah.
And he doesn't seem like an intimidating guy, but I think it would feel awkward, maybe is the right word.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're not quite sure if you say, hey, really loved what you did. Any chance you'd come back to play? Yes.
Maybe he's like super involved in the PTO of his like school's kids, and you know what I mean? The kids' school, rather.
Oh, PTA?
Yeah. Well, we have PTO, PTA.
Oh, you do? Parent-teacher
organization.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul.
Trying to get the drop-off line figured out. Yeah, like all of those like mundane day-to-day tasks of like, we got to get, Officer James out here controlling traffic.
We got to speed this up a little bit here.
Can't have the buses going in this way, the parents coming out the other side. Come on, guys.
You ever go to one of those elementary school like dad's clubs meetings? They have this in my town.
No.
Like the local school district has like a dad's club. And they get together, they plan like a pancake breakfast or blah, 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 some basketball tournaments. So I my wife goes, you should go to one of these things. So I'm like, all right, it's not really my thing. I see the agenda. It looked like a NATO meeting. It had like 20 different things on it. Then I go to the house. It was 13 dudes in a basement drinking Coors Light and watching sports.
I like that.
And they no one ever got to the agenda items. It was actually pretty cool. It was like a big front for drinking beer and hanging out.
Excuse me, guys. I've got some line items here I'd like to address quickly. The cookie dough fundraiser. Who wants to organize that?
Healthy snacks.
Take a break. We'll come back. More phone calls. And we'll talk to the Dodgers skipper, Dave Roberts. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com. The truly brilliant all-electric EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz features some of the smartest tech ever to grace four wheels. With Dynamic Select, you can fine-tune hundreds of vehicle settings to precisely match your driving style. And available in off-road mode, transparent hood lets you see through the sheet metal to steer clear of bumps and potholes directly beneath you. How about that? A 360 array of cameras and sensors constantly alerting you for danger, while 64-color ambient lighting lets you fully customize the ambiance inside the spacious cabin. The EQE SUV is so smart, even the headlights are thinking. Optional digital light technology projects navigation markings and warnings on the road ahead as you drive. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Test drive the EQE SUV. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV. What better setting for the 150th Open Championship than at the Old Course at St. Andrews, birthplace of golf? the Open Championship. You can see it today, tomorrow, Saturday, 7 a.m. Eastern on NBC and Peacock. When people watch the Open Championship, and there's certain golf courses that have this, but at the old course at St. Andrews, there are a couple of greens that that they'll share. So I think the 2nd and the 16th is a shared green. So it's weird when you play it. Like you're the greens are huge. So you're up there and you're like, somebody's over there putting on the back nine and you're over here putting on the front nine. Yeah, Paul.
Which hole is it that has the hotel to the right?
17.
Okay, they showed it today. And, I've seen it before, but I don't think I've seen the camera. They showed a camera from the tee box. It looked like a mismanagement of funds. Like they dropped a hotel in where you have to bend the shot or up and around an actual hotel.
Yeah.
It's
you gotta,
fascinating.
You got to go over the corner of it. Yes. And you're there. So you play when you play that hole, you have to play it all the way back just to get the experience of it. Like 18 is not a tough hole. 17, it's like there's a damn hotel right in front of me. You know, it's one thing if you have trees and limbs and things like that or water. This is a hotel, and you got to hit it over the hotel. We got the golf simulator on St. Andrews today, by the way. I think I may get the driver out here, get the driver out and pepper it a little bit here. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. Welcome back. What do you have for me today?
Hey, good morning, guys. Dan and Danette, thank you so much. I do think that after checking out your online store, there might be a new chant at Jets home games this year. And I'm thinking that maybe one of those new shirts could be sent to your buddy Rich Eisen, who is a fanatical Jets fan. He might want to wear one of those. But I do enjoy this week. This is the Carolina Panther week. I think it's over now. But I did enjoy all the talk about Baker Mayfield and looking forward to September 11th when they do play the Browns. So on that note, I had to refine it and redo it because you took it, but I do have a stat of the day.
All right. And here we go.
Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day.
Shohei Ohtani had 12 strikeouts in 6 innings in a win against the Astros last night. Ohtani's 123 strikeouts for the season put him in the top 10 for the year. And he now leads the majors with 8.2 strikeouts per start.
All righty. Angels struck out 17 times. The Astros struck out 15 times. And yes, the combined 32 strikeouts, an American League record for a 9-inning game. Congratulations. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind?
Dan, I want to give you against the grain on this Live Golf Tour thing, and it's similar to what you guys were just talking about a moment ago. This weekend, I had a chance to watch a YouTube video of a par 3 hole in South Africa, which is actually 600 yards, and to get from tee to green, the tee is on a cliff and the green is below it. You have to take a helicopter. And I watched this and said, this is exactly what the Live Tour should be doing. They should be finding unique holes all over the country. When you watch the British Open, it's the course that's the star. It's not Rory. It's not Tiger. When you watch the Masters, it's Augusta that's the star. And when I watched the Live in London, I can't remember one hole they played in London. I can't remember one hole they played in Portland. They should have went on after the golf courses instead of the golfers, and it would have been more compelling TV.
All right. Well, thank you, Doug. You know, the problem with that is finding these golf courses. And can you televise from those golf courses to show people the, who are curious about. See, I always love seeing a course that I've never seen before. And, I can kind of file it away. And there are a lot of courses I haven't played. But when you see those unique courses, and Doug's right, when you go to Scotland or you play Ballybunion, you played the old course. The course and the surroundings are what makes it unique. But to find enough unique golf courses around the world that will allow you to host a tournament, and can you bring in TV? And, there's a lot of things that go into it, but. Yeah, they're when you watch the Masters, that golf course is the star. Rory finished up at 5 under. I think he's tied for 2nd right now. Yeah, Paulie.
That golf hole he's talking about is a par three. It's at the Legend Golf and Safari Resort in South Africa. It's not an actual played hole. It's almost like a kind of a, they call it extreme 19th hole. It's around a safari preserve. You take a, you go up through a safari and see elephants and tigers. Then you go to
now,
this,
if they were on the course with me,
that's good golf.
Then that would be interesting.
Yeah.
You know, like if you had a lion chasing you.
Put a little chum behind the golfers. Yeah. Spice it up a little bit.
Yeah. I mean.
So this course, you're on a cliff and you, 400 yards below off the cliff is a par three. And then they pick you up in a helicopter after your tee shot and bring you down to it. It's kind of a novelty thing.
Yeah,
it's not for the weekend warrior.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, let's go.
Like we think the Island Green and you know, TPC, that's a novelty. This is a real novelty.
Imagine the helicopter pilot. Yeah. Oh, three morons.
Oh, God. Bob in Montana. Hi, Bob. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP. Pink Floyd, The Delicate Sound of Thunder was my first album.
Okay.
But hey, back in 83, Kareem had a fire at his home and lost about 3,000 of his jazz records.
Yep.
And the world came together that day. And people from all over started mailing their records. So in that spirit, I would be honored to mail you a few from my collection to help you start rebuilding your own collection.
No, but thank you, Bob. It's a wonderful gesture on your part. But I can never get back the albums that I sold. So you could supplement that with other albums, but it's not the number. It was what I had in my album collection. Tim in Florida. Hi, Tim. Hey, Tim. Thanks, Tim. We'll get some more phone calls coming up, final hour. I'm always curious, when you call in, what are you doing when you call in, and then what happens after that? Because I don't get to you right away. I mean, some of these guys have been on hold for, you know, an hour and a half. But then you kind of forget. You're doing something else. Hello, Tim, or, you know, the things that people have been, well, I can't, David Faraday was on the toilet yesterday when he called in. So, you know, there are people doing a lot of different things when they call in, and we do value you when you call in. We appreciate that. You take time out for your busy day. When we come back, Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, had some thoughts on players coming right out of high school. Also, the Kevin Durant forcing his way out of Brooklyn. I have that for you coming up. And the Dodgers manager, Dave Roberts. One more item as we close out hour two. Sleep Number is here to help you, and they got research here. They got data. Sleep IQ data shows sleepers who use their 360 smart bed technology get almost 30 minutes more restful sleep per night. You might say, well, 30 minutes. How about we add it up? And according to my calculations, that's 170 hours per week of more restful sleep. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. You need your energy. You got your beach days. You got fireworks, family, barbecues. Get a great night's sleep. Summer's in full swing, making sure you get that great night's sleep so you're ready to attack the day. So why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. Right now, save 40% on the new Sleep Number 360 CSE Smart Bed Queen, now only $1,499. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279. Or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
The utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz. With hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin, it's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all-electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.